Iraqi insurgency, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. The Iraqi insurgency comprises diverse groups of armed resistance to the American-led coalition occupation of Iraq. These groups may also resist the newly created Iraqi government. The fighting appears both as a resistance to occupation as well as a civil war in Iraq among the diverse groups. The dissidents use asymmetric warfare with assistance from non-governmental organizations. The Iraqi resistance has led to numerous human rights violations by both resistance groups and coalition forces. The resistance began shortly after the 2003 coalition invasion of Iraq and before the establishment of a new Iraqi government. In the early stages of the occupation, resistance primarily targeted coalition forces and the interim government, the Coalition Provisional Authority, formed under the occupation. As the security situation within Iraq evolved, resistance forces gradually shifted their focus to targeting rival sectarian and political factions. Many militant attacks have been directed at the police and military forces of the new Iraqi government. They have continued during the transitional reconstruction of Iraq as the new Iraqi government tries to establish itself. As in most guerrilla warfare, civilians on all sides bear the brunt of the violence. According to a February-March 2007 poll, 51% of the Iraqi population approve of the attacks on coalition forces. When broken down along sectarian lines, over 90% of the Arab Sunni, many of whom were among those who held power under President Saddam Hussein, approve of the attacks. Iraq's deep sectarian divides have been a major dynamic in the resistance, finding much weaker support from some segments of the population than others. This sound file and all text in the articles are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.